Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, this is show 101, and the garden has just had 100,000 visitors.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. It's a milestone for us, Roy. In the year 2016, we passed 100,000 visitors on December the 11th, 2016.
That's quite a
And that's in one year.
That's quite an accomplishment. And not only that, but you have a new counting system now. Much more accurate than it used to be.
Right. Well, we've got two different counters, a digital people counter and a digital auto counter. And then between the two.
Reconcile the two to get an idea.
Yeah,
that's
two,
great. Yeah. Congratulations to all the volunteers.
Yeah, it's everybody gets the glory credit. Of course, Jesus first, but he used all of his kids to make this happen, and we're just real thrilled that it's become such a major tourist attraction in our little town of Kerrville.
Well, I haven't been with it from the very beginning, but I've been with it for a few years, and so I've seen it grow and grow and grow, and I'm excited because that's a really important milestone.
Yeah, 100,000 is actually four times the population of Kerrville.
Yeah, they can no longer say in Kerrville that you're just a little insignificant thing anymore.
That's right, because people are coming from all over the world.
You know, Max, every week we have something special that I always enjoy you hear you sharing. We call it the Miracle of the Week. So if you would, share our Miracle of the Week.
Okay, Roy, well, we have, again, a lot to choose from, and I kind of like to share the diversity of our Lord. He's into everything. So one of the stories that I want to share, one of our Miracles of the Week, is the city of Kerrville has a program for nonprofit organizations, charities, and ministries where they can put up street banners over the city and to advertise different events and things. I thought that, you know, that would be a great way to advertise our Easter event that we have. And we have thousands of people that come every year to the mountain to participate on our Saturday and Sunday events and programs. But also, I think the Holy Spirit dropped the idea in my mind to just, let's just keep the name of Jesus over Kerrville, Texas, 24/7, 365 days a year.
Yeah, because you have people coming from all over the country to Kerrville.
So anyway, so I kind of shared that with some pastors, and they're praying about that idea that we just keep the name of Jesus lifted high over Kerrville, Texas. Well, so anyways, I filled out the applications for the city to have banners, and they give you two banners per event, and you have two events for the year, and then you have a drawing. Well, this was my first time, so I didn't know anything, so I just prayed and asked God, what's the best that you want? Where do you want these banners? And so I just filled out the application, and I told him exactly where I wanted our banners and when I wanted them there in the best possible locations. I didn't know you're not supposed to do that until after you come to the drawing with about 50 people and they draw numbers.
And then you get to tell
them.
And then
you get to pick from what's left. So 2 weeks in advance, I filled out exactly where God wanted his banners in Kerrville, Texas. So we go to this meeting, and all these people in the room, about 50 people, and they bring around a hat full of numbers and for everybody to draw. And so they come around to me, and I draw my first number, which was 38, which was not good because that's way at the end. And then the next time they came around, I drew a number 3 for our second banner, which was real good. And so anyway, so they called number 1, and somebody went up and picked a spot. They didn't have the number 2. They lost it, so they called the number 3.
Which is you.
Which was me. So I got to go up and pick the best location in the place I'd already specified on the application for our Easter banners. Then I sat back down. Then they called, and I was sitting down, one of our friends, Jeff Anderson. He looked at me and said, what's your other number? And I told him it's 38, and he said, here, take mine. And I looked at it, and it was a number 7. And so I said, are you sure? And he said, yes, I'm sure. And so I sat back down, and the lady calls again, 4, 5, 6, 7, and I'm back up again. And she says, what are you doing here? And I said, favor of God. And she was shocked to see me up there, and so I picked my other spot, which was what I had on the application, the best spot, and I sat down, and everybody's just looking at me, and I just put my hands up and said, "I favor of God, we're with the cross."
Because I know you, and I know what's happened on that mountain. That doesn't surprise me, Max.
Yeah, no, and so I was out of there in 5 minutes. Other people had to stay for 2 hours,
so
2 hours drawing, and to get the God in this thing, I had written it out in advance, 2 weeks in advance, the exact locations and the times for God's banners, and that's what he gave us. Isn't
miracle.
That a neat?
That's a miracle. Certainly, that's not just a miracle of the week. That's a miracle of the year. Well, Max, every week we have some guests that you bring in, and we've got a special guest this week. It's no exception. So if you don't mind, introduce our special guest this week.
You bet. Well, we're honored to have our good friend, Carol Coates. And she is a strong supporter of the garden. She's been a volunteer. She's been a donor. She's been a trustee. She's been the treasurer. And she's helped us for many years. And she's just kind of served at all different levels. But the reason I wanted her in here is because she's got such an incredible testimony, because God really uses her up there at that mountain. And, of course, she's been a really accomplished businesswoman. She's a mother and been a wife and a grandmother, and she does all the stuff. But she is just on fire for Jesus, and she hears the Holy Spirit. And as a result, she runs up to the mountain. She doesn't live too far away from the cross, probably about a mile or two. And so when God says, get up there, Carol, she jumps in the car and goes. And so
I know the feeling, Carol. He brings me all the way from San Antonio up there.
Right. But we're honored to have her. So, Carol Coates, thank you for joining the Cross at Kerrville radio show.
Carol, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about who you are and why you've given so much of your time and money to the garden.
I'm a transplant from Kansas City, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And I've been here about 9 years. And I live on an adjoining mountain. And I kept seeing the cross and wondered how to get up there. That's how long I've been involved, because the roads weren't very good then. And finally, I found someone who knew how to get up to the top. And I opened the car door on arrival and stepped 1 foot out on the ground. and was overcome with the feeling of an awesome presence of the Lord. And I've been hooked ever since.
I know.
It's a marvelous place.
It's the same with me when Max first introduced me to this and we came up there. I had the same feeling. I'd never had that feeling before.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I just found myself coming up more and more and more.
Yes.
In the beginning, I would create reasons for me to come to Curvio because I didn't say, well, I'm not just coming to the cross. But now I just say, I'm coming to Curvio.
Absolutely.
And you know, after a while, it doesn't make any difference, does it?
No, no. And well, I drive by it two or three times. Well, has to be an even number, two or four times a day. And it calls you. It calls you.
Well, so this is pretty good ground for you to sow your life and your money in.
Absolutely. There's no place that you are going to reap the benefits that you do.
Max?
Yeah, well, you know, Jesus said himself, we're supposed to give to a lot of stuff. I mean, and there's even four kinds of biblical giving that the Bible talks about. But he real clearly says one of the best places to sow your life and your money is in a good field. And I'm going to give you good seed, and you put your money in a good field, and it will produce a good harvest. And so literally we've created a garden on the top of a rocky hill, and the harvest is all spiritual, but it's really good. And that's why people like Carol and others that are trying to follow the lead of the Holy Spirit to be helpful and useful in a good place, they find that garden because it's a place that's producing an incredible harvest for Jesus.
Carol, how do you know this is good ground, and what kind of fruit have you seen or experienced from your investment?
Well, being one of the guides and chaplains up there, I've seen hundreds and hundreds of people go by. And I've seen healings. I've seen salvations. I've even seen a couple of people that were threatening suicide who changed their minds. It's awesome. It's incredible. It's worthy of time and effort and money.
Now, I know I can relate because I have similar experiences. What was it like for you the very first time? I know what it was like when you felt the presence of God there, but what was it like the first time that you actually encountered a person and you saw with your own eyes a miracle happening with that person?
It was like nothing I'd ever experienced before. And you feel such a closeness of the Lord. You know that this is working. This is real. This is absolutely incredible. People are being changed. Lives are being improved.
You know, it's got to be kind of like the folks in the Bible. You read that New Testament, and Jesus does this miracle. And the person that gets the miracle is just blown away, of course. But everybody standing around is blown away, too. You know, it affects the lives. And so when these things happen, they affect everybody in a positive way. And it's kind of like being in the Bible.
Carol, can anybody experience God in the garden?
Absolutely.
Or is it just special people?
No, he wants us all. And he's waiting for everyone. Just come up and he will touch you.
Well, what about when you've had somebody that was going to commit suicide? What was that like for you when you saw them change, and that happened right before you?
I don't know that there are words that can describe it because, you know, you didn't have any part in it. You were just a witness. But it's almost as if your life was transformed as well.
Yeah, you know, she's been used as a vessel so many times up there, and I've heard I don't know how many stories from Carol about when she's doing something at home or with her chickens or whatever, and suddenly she gets this call from the Holy Spirit. Says, get up there. And she can arrive, and then suddenly her divine appointment shows up, and she steps right into it. And that's what we train our tour guide chaplains to do, is to listen to the Holy Spirit. And sometimes you'll arrive before the people get there, and you're wondering,
Looking around for them.
And you're wondering, God, what's the deal while I'm here? And then suddenly their car pulls up, and then they unfold this life story, this need. And then God partners the people with the needs with our tour guide chaplains that wear the red aprons to perfectly minister to them. And it's just an amazing thing to watch God do that.
So in closing, is there anything specific that you'd like our listeners to know based on your experience there?
It will change your life. If you haven't been there, no matter how much you love the Lord, serve him, go see it. You are going to be sitting at the feet of the throne when you're there. That's the feeling.
Well, we thank you for your service, and we'd like to have you come back next week. Can you make it back next week to talk a little more?
Absolutely.
Max, got anything in closing?
Just that's you know, what we pray for is we pray for people like Carol that'll come up and minister Christ's love. And then we pray that that everybody that needs to know about Christ's love can find him on the mountain. And it's, you know, often God will have a tour guide chaplain or somebody there to minister, but they can find God without any of us there because his scriptures are there and the prayers are there inside the cross. And it's just a place where people can connect.
Real briefly, for people that are listening and don't know what the tour guide chaplains are, real briefly explain what those
are.
And they have the red
We have volunteer tour guide chaplains that are from all the different Christian churches in our community, and we have a training course, and we focus on the main things in the Bible, the gospel, and how to pray for people. And it's not a denominational thing. It's not about the Baptists or the Catholics or the mm-hmm. Presbyterians. It's about Jesus. And so those are safe people that when you're up there, if you see somebody with one of those red aprons,
then that means they've been through school,
they've been through the course,
they've been trained, and they understand
right.
what
they're
doing.
We know that they're good folks and that they can have them pray for them.
People are listening right now. They want to participate or help some way with the cross or get more information.
Sure.
How do they reach us?
Well, we do need the help because we're building this whole garden without debt. And it's taken a long time, but we got $1 million worth of garden up there now. But we'd like restrooms, and we'd like you know, some handicapped parking lots built. So if there's anybody out there that want to help us do that, we'd sure appreciate it. The quickest way to get the information is to the website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Max Greiner, Sherry Greiner, and Carol Coates, thank you for being with us this week.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, this is Sherry, and I'm back with you, and I hope you had a very wonderful Christmas, and you were blessed, and it was just great for you, and I hope you have a happy new year. Here are our quotes for this week. The first one comes in from Gail G. from TripAdvisor, and she says, "How do you rate a God work? The cross at Kerrville is a holy place. The power and presence of God is there. Miracles happen there. You need to go there. When you see the 77-foot, 7-inch cross from Interstate 10, you'll know you're there. When you park and come into the garden, the sculptures will amaze you, but the scriptures engraved on the path stones and to the cross is where you will connect with God. Take your time. Read them all. Let it just work in you. When you come to the cross, go inside and read the walls. You will experience the presence of God and be touched in the places of your heart that you need to be touched and healed. If you have never given your heart to Jesus Christ, do it then and there and enter into the relationship that will change your eternal destiny." And Gail G. sent this in to us after her visit to the cross, and she sent it through TripAdvisor. And let's see, the next one says, "I've lived here for 25 years, originally from Houston. I consider this my home. My favorite landmark is the empty cross. I was unsure of it when they were debating it, but I absolutely love it. So do my husband and granddaughter. No matter how I'm feeling, if I go up there, I always leave feeling uplifted. Thank you, Max, whom I've had the pleasure of meeting and praying with, for sharing your gift to the world." And this is Christy Harris, and she lives in Kerrville, Texas, and it came in from Letters to the Editor. Okay. Doug and Linda say, "My wife and I so enjoyed our times visiting the prayer garden. The presence of the Lord and the ministry is such a blessing. Thank you for heeding the call to all those who have put their mind, time, and hard work into making it such a special place. God is good." This is Doug and Linda Avery from Midland, Texas. Okay. "Amazing place. So wonderful. Many wonderful scriptures to read as you walk towards the cross with an incredible view of the mountain. A great place to spend time with our Lord and Savior." Richard T. from Salado, Texas sent this in by TripAdvisor. And my last one for today is this one. They say, "This garden is fabulous. It is an amazing garden of Jesus Christ. I believe all the people will come here and read the scripture, Christian or non-Christian. Thank you for this garden. Amelia Vega from San Antonio, Texas, sent us this one. And I will be back with more to read to you next week. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Jerry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.